If you have your Bibles, you'll turn with me to Book of Mark. Book of Mark, chapter 4. We're going to dig into the Word tonight. I want to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word, Lord. Just give me what makes preaching effective, Lord, but let your words be heard, Lord. These are not my words, these are your words. Lord, let your Holy Spirit take control tonight. Lord, I just praise you. I thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do, Lord. I thank you for that. Lord, thank you for each and every person that's here. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Chapter 4, it says, "Again Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it on the lake. While all the people were along the shore at the water's edge, he taught them many things by parables. And in his teaching he said this, 'Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell along on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop. Some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times.' Then Jesus said, 'Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear.' When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked about the parables. He told them, 'The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, said that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven.'" I want to point out a few things. I want to stop right there. And Jesus is talking about these parables. He always talked in parables with people. And he comes and he says this right here to his disciples, and he said, "They may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, ever hearing, but never understanding." He says this, and you know, they're like, "Well, I don't understand." You ever been there? You don't understand? Sometimes we go through things in life we just don't understand. And you know, I mean, it's hard. I mean, we ask God, "Lord, I don't get this. I don't understand it." But we go through those seasons of not understanding. And sometimes I think when we witness to people, there's times where we go to people and we talk to them and we tell them about Jesus. And we want them to feel like we do. We want them to believe like we do and understand those things. And when we talk to them, we just kind of get this blank stare like, well, they're not hearing. They're not perceiving. They're never understanding. That's hard, isn't it? You know, when you have family members or you have friends or you have kids or you have anybody that you know and you care about that person and you want them to believe the same things that you believe and you want them to understand the relationship that they could have with Jesus Christ. And it seems like you face this barrier at times. Never perceiving and ever hearing but never understanding. Over and over again, there's people we talk to. We talk to them over and over again. They're always hearing the Word. Sometimes they'll come to church. They hear the Word. Always hearing the Word, always hearing us talk to them, but yet never perceiving and never hearing. We go back to Matthew. We can look at Matthew. Matthew talks about the same thing. It says, and I didn't have them put this up there, but in Matthew chapter 13, starting in verse 13, it says, "This is why I speak to them in parables," what Jesus says. He says, "Those seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn. And I would heal them if they would do that. But he says, you know, and we face that today. This has been going on for thousands of years. And it's hard for us to understand that. It's hard for us to, because we want people to understand, because we understand. You know, when you get saved, it's hard to tell somebody to make them understand what you just went through. It's hard. You want them to feel that way. I remember when I first got saved. I mean, I was on fire. I mean, I just had this experience with God. And it was, you know, such an amazing experience. I never forget it. And I want to continue with that amazing experience every day, right? But I want other people to experience that amazing experience that I had. And many others. I mean, you guys have your own experience with God. And so we try hard, you know. We try hard to get this through to people. And so I'm going to go on and read. Jesus says here in verse 13, of going back to Mark chapter 4, it says, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand my parable," or any parable, I'm sorry, "the farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes it away. The word that was sown in them, others like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come and choke the word, making it unfruitful." Sound familiar? I think we all know people that fit into all these categories, right? That we try to talk to. "Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown." You know, it's interesting when we look at this and really look deep into it, because we know these people, good people, good friends, family even, that we want them to understand these things. It's my heart's desire for people to get saved. That's what we should do, right? We should sow seed. But I think sometimes, you know, when we get saved, we're allotted a bag of seed. A seed that never runs out. And sometimes I think we hoard that seed, or we try to keep a hold of it, and we don't... My monitor's going on. Excuse me. But we're allotted this bag of seed that we just kind of hang on to, and we don't sow it. We don't put it out there. We don't throw it on the ground. And sometimes, you know, I think that's what our job is. That's the man that sows the seed. That's us. We have to just sow the seed. And we don't understand sometimes about what goes on, but we just have to continue to sow the seed and continue to sow the seed and continue to sow the seed. And I wonder how many people will walk into heaven carrying their bag of seed. How much is in your bag? Think about that. Have you been sowing seed? Because that's our job, is to sow seed. That's our purpose. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to sow seed. You know, and it's not about, you know, we want to think about where we're throwing it and where it lands and all that stuff. We want to get to thinking about all that. And those are the things we don't understand, but we just got to keep sowing. That's our job. Just keep throwing that seed out. We just got to keep throwing it out. If you'll go to verse 26 of chapter 4. Verse 26 of chapter 4. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how." You catch that? Though he does not know how. We don't understand a lot of things. We don't understand the things that we go through sometimes. But the thing is when we sow seed, we don't understand all that stuff that goes through. But the thing is we just continue to sow and God takes care of the rest. You catch that? Because we don't know how all that works, but He does. And He says, "All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in his head, a full kernel in the head. And as soon as the grain is ripe, he puts a sickle to it because the harvest has come." You know, there's times where we don't need to know how. We just have to continue to sow. Does it make sense to you tonight? We don't need to understand everything. We can't understand everything. God's too complex for that. We don't need to always know how. We just need to worry about who. That's it. It's not about the how, it's about the who. Because the who's the one that's in control. It's not about us. And sometimes we get focused on the us instead of the who. And that's where we just don't understand. But I want to go back to this. Verse 10, it says, "When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked the parables he told them." And then if we look over, I'm going to jump again to verse 34. He said, "He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone, again, with his own disciples, he explained everything." Sometimes I think we just need to just get alone with God. And then everything starts to make sense. If we just take time and get alone. Because we're always asking all the time. I'm always asking, "God, why? God, this. God, that." I'm always asking. I'm always praying, "God, why?" You know, all these things. We do this. "I don't understand why I'm going through this. I don't understand why this person does it, or this." You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I think God's just saying, "Hey, shh. Just get alone with me sometime and be quiet. Just shut up and listen. And you'll understand." And that's what he was, telling his disciples. He said, you understand because your eyes are open. Your eyes are open. Your hearts are open. You want to understand. Your desire is to understand. Your eyes are open. So just be quiet for a second and listen. Amen? You ever just get alone with God and just let Him speak to you? Because you know what? I mean, we read and we study. I hope you do. I read and I study, and there's a lot of things that I know in the Scriptures. And a lot of things I've been taught in the Scriptures. I don't know everything, that's for sure. Sometimes I've got to just shut up and listen. I just got to shut up and listen. Just let the Holy Spirit tell me, not me. Not me trying to figure out what to say. Not me trying to figure out what to do. I just need to shut up and listen. And let the seed do its part. My part is to throw it out there and then let God take care of the rest of it. Amen. Just pray that their eyes will be open. You know, I think that if we would just do what we know, sometimes we worry about growing. Sometimes, you know, I need to be fed. I need to, you know, I think a church that has fertile soil, I think, is important, because if the church has fertile soil, then whatever gets planted in the church will grow. Amen. And I've said this before, sometimes that comes with a load of manure on it to make that soil fertile. Sometimes we go through some stuff, you know, but that's what makes it grow. That's what makes it fertile to grow. But with that, when we're studying the Word and we're learning and our desire is to know more about God, if we would just do what we know, then we'll grow. If we would just do what we know. Because there's a lot of things we know. We know we shouldn't talk bad about people, right? We know that. If we could just practice doing that. You know, how many other things could I talk, how many other things could I say that we know that we shouldn't do? That's not being judgmental. That's just things that Jesus tells us. Don't do this. Don't do this. He's got commands that He says, you should keep My commands. People will know who you are by the command, you know, by keeping His commands. You know? We love Him. We want to keep His commands. We don't get saved by the works that we do. That's true. But faith without works is dead. Those who love the Lord and are faithful to Him will work for Him, and they will sow seeds. Amen? When we don't understand, that's when we need to just get along with God. And just let it, and just trust Him. That's what the Scripture's telling us. You know, we can look at all the different things and where the seeds land and those different people or that what He's trying to, you know, but really, that's not for us to really worry about. We just need to focus on Him. Let Him deal with that. And just keep throwing seeds out that He's given us. Well, He's given you that bag of seed to throw out. It says there back in verse 28, it says, all by itself, the soil produces grain. All by itself. We didn't do it. Okay. You know, I think, you know, I've been focusing a lot on prayer lately because I think it's so important, these quiet times that we have with God. And I think it's something that we really, really lack a lot of times in our lives. I don't pray enough. I'm honest about that. Because in this Scripture hit me about that. You know, and I feel like I do pray a lot. But it's never enough. You know, that's the way it is for me. It's just never enough. Because I need to just shut up and listen sometimes. And that's kind of my point tonight. I hope I've spoken something tonight that made sense. God put this in my heart to speak to you tonight. And I think it's so important that we understand that it's not about understanding sometimes. It's about the faith, and it's about the trust, and it's about knowing that it's not about the how all that works. It's not about the how that all that He does, the purpose that He has, all this big plan that He has. We just need to know who's in charge, and we just need to know that one of these days He's promised us eternal life. All that other stuff, He said, just do this. This is what I want you to do. Just do this. And don't worry about the how. Just worry about the who. And I'll take care of you through it all. Amen? Amen? Does that make sense to you tonight? There's a lot of people in our lives. There's a lot of people in our lives that just don't understand. And it hurts me. I talked to somebody today that their mother's not a Christian. And they've been trying to talk to their mother about Christ, and she's not in good health. And that's hard. That's hard. I know many of you have loved ones that don't know Jesus, that doesn't have a relationship with Him. Maybe they have a belief, but they really just don't have a strong relationship with Jesus. And we pray for them. We love them. Sometimes we just got to keep sowing that seed. It's like I talked about this morning with faith. We just got to show, we got to show our faith to them. We just got to keep loving them and keep persevering and just continue to go. We just got to keep fighting. We just got to keep throwing that seed out. Just keep throwing that seed out. Yeah, and sometimes the birds of the air come by and pick it up. And sometimes life gets in the way, just like it says. Things of life gets in the way and drags them away from church and drags them out into the world. And you know, but we just got to keep praying and keep praying and keep praying. That's what the church is here for. That's the job that Jesus left us with. Why? I don't know. I just need to know. I don't have to understand everything. You just got to just keep going. Keep going. Keep going and keep going until one of these days I'm going to see Him face to face. And as Paul said, now we see through a glass darkly, but when we get face to face with Him, then we'll understand everything and we'll know what it was all about and why we had to go through the things that we went through in our life. Because each one of us has a story. You know, there's things that I've gone through in my life and still going through in my life I don't understand. And many of you the same way. I don't get it. But I know one of these days when I stand face to face with my Savior, I really won't care. Most likely, it won't even matter. Because I'll be right there with Him. And that's what's most important. That's what's most important. Because I know, you know, we live in this temporary world. And I keep reminding myself that. I want to remind you of that. We live in a temporary world. We're just aliens here. Every one of us. But eternity is forever. You know? And one of these days, that's where we're going to be, in eternity. That's where I want to be. That's where my faith is. I believe that with all my heart. That's where I'm going to be. I want to take as many people with me as I can. I want to sow as much seed as I can. You know, I got to tell you this. You know, I talk to people. I talked to a guy a couple years ago that remembered my grandfather. And he said back, and this had to be back in the early, late 60s or early 70s. He said he was a young man then, young married man. And he said he went to a revival. Somebody had made him, drug him to go to this revival. And he heard my grandfather preach a message. A message that he never forgot. My grandfather was passed away before he got saved. But he told me, he said, that message I never forgot, I heard. Isn't that something? That seed that was sown. My grandfather never seen that crop. He never seen that crop, that seed grow. Somebody else got to do the harvest. But that's the way it is. And that's the way we just got to keep sowing. It's not that, you know, we may not see somebody get saved in our lifetime, but that seed was planted. And hopefully, let God take care of the rest. Amen?